'Twas in a town in Devon, in spring election year, the time when politicians suddenly appear, with rosettes big as sunflowers and a salesman's slick handshake, and pleading eyes just like my dog's when he smells I'm eating cake. Can I count on you to vote for me in this election year? I'm fighting for the policies that you and I hold dear. I listen to the people, so please get out and vote. I'm completely independent within my party's coat. And just what are your policies? I tried to ask of him. I'm just a straight plain talker. I don't believe in spin. So just what are your policies? I questioned him in vain. I listened to the people. He informed me once again. You're on the plans committee. I recognize your mug. You dine out with developers at the local country club. What are you implying? He bared his teeth at me. Or have your interests all been listed in the members' registry? You stood as independent last election time, and then became a Tory 6 months down the line. At the heart of all your thinking is what's in it for me. You're just a willing lackey of local industry. I'll tell you what I'm looking for in my local councillor. A vision person with a vision. Someone who will roar. Who understands the forces that shape our world today. Who'll fight to heal the planet. 'Cause there's no other way. Your vision is consuming more and more and more, and raiding the resources that nature holds in store for every generation who'll ever live on Earth. You know the current cost of things, but not their real worth. Our little world is finite, and 8 billion live on Earth, and half of them are starving and seen of little worth. They want the same as you do, and you say you'll have their day to gorge themselves like you do and let their children pay. You're mad, he said. You're mad, said he. There goes my mobile phone. I said, I'll still remind you, you'll reap what you have sown. He said, you're an idealist, as green can be. I said, I am a realist. You'll die the same as me.